You're listening to the show about aunts and great aunts. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Yeah.
There he is.
He's there.
Alex, you gorgeous motherfucker.
Yay.
Oh, look, you turned his shirt pink. He's blushing so much.
We get the best Alex blushes when he's wearing pink shirts.
You're muted in Discord.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I see. You're both
We're connected to the
one.
Box.
Oh, I need
You're
to.
You're all connected. New York telephone.
I wish I could move these windows because you guys are on opposite sides
it is
of the
weird.
Couch.
Like, we
can't you? Oh, you can't.
Yeah,
no.
It's so dumb.
Stupid.
It's like you're in
I
a
just
weird
wish
portal.
That the half of the whale was connected to the other half.
That's
oh,
what I'm
that's
saying.
Funny.
It's well, I mean, I
exactly.
guess it wouldn't be even, but.
I just have mine stacked vertically, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's smart.
Wow.
I could leave and come back, but that feels extraneous.
Maybe it'll just happen. Who knows?
We should just take a gamble, guys.
Are we willing?
A gamble, guys.
Oh, a gamble. We should take a gamble.
That would be a good idea. Hmm. Like, what do you think that would mean?
Well, let's play Alex's recap.
Oh,
Alex's.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote one, yeah. Adam. He didn't realize that
I
you were doing
need to
it.
I say Alex. I don't know what I'm saying, guys.
But here. I'm just going to play it, like, before we even start. Just, like, as an unofficial start.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right.
Good.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just listen.
Yes, I'll just open my front door here, take a look out at the field, see what's going on, and...
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took a turn to stare at the window, at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said,
"Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces. Knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see your outer faces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice.
Come of mushroom soup."
So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "You're gonna play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Oompa, oompa, oompa dee doo.
Now every gambler knows the secret to surviving. Knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner, and every hand's a loser. And the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When you finish speaking, turn back to the window, crushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, a gambler he broke even. In his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, know when to run, and count your money.
No! No!
That was not right.
Run, you never count
funny.
When you're sitting at the table, time enough for counting. When the dealing's done,
you got to know when to hold them.
When to hold them.
Know when to fold
them.
Know when to walk away.
Walk away.
Know when to run.
Run.
You got to count your money.
I'm an accountant for chili.
At the table.
There'll be time enough for counting.
When the dealing's done,
you got to know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away. Adam, Adam, when to run.
You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Speechless and overwhelmed. I cannot ask for a better birthday present. That was incredible.
Yay! I'm so happy.
And all of you were in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody did stuff. Mm-hmm. That was incredible. Oh my God. I want that audio file.
Of course. Yes. Sure.
And if we include this on the podcast, nobody's going to know why.
I know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Alex doesn't even know why. Like, we were talking about
when
we played Jackbox.
You're
on.
So
well,
right.
Yeah, because Alex wasn't there when they were playing Jackbox. So.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I remember why. And I was there.
That was wonderful. I'm gonna cry because it was so lovely.
I'm so glad.
Like, I just feel so much love with you guys and from you guys. And I'm so thankful that
Adam,
you're all my life. And that we played D&D together and do songs and weird shit like this. And that
was what a
deep cut that was. What was the one that was?
That was all KT.
That was me. It was all me.
That was from the old Shannon video.
Yes,
the old,
it was. I didn't know if you would remember, but yes.
Like, wanna hang out video.
Yep, hey, wanna hang out, yep.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. Thank you so much, guys.
You're so welcome.
I feel very like a hobbit right now on my birthday because you guys gave me a present, and I have my recap
I'm
song.
I'm so excited
to give right back.
Oh, that's
we're
amazing.
Ready to dive. But that was. I didn't. You gotta know when to hold them, and know when to fold them.
I love that.
All because I shared that dumb story while we were playing Jackbox.
I love it. And then you wanted Eric to sing an acoustic version. And so I said, and then we got off that and I immediately sent a message to everyone. I'm like, we have to do this, right? But the only reason we even remembered it was actually, I think it was Abby or Alex. One of you guys were like, are we going to do this? And I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot. And so we did it like really quickly and everyone was amazing. And like, it was,
we
I'm
worked
so,
on it for days.
Yes. It was so many days.
Well, it
I
was
quit my
his,
job.
You quit your job to do it. You were at work like and just facing the usual, like you're grinding your teeth at your supervisor and he's telling you one more thing, just one more pile on the pile of shit.
Yep.
And you were like, that's it. Do you even know who my friend Adam is?
Have you ever Googled falling in shower gif?
Man falls in shower gif. Google that. I quit. I'm making a song with my friend Adam.
That would be an amazing quitting.
He was
your
born on
story.
D-Day.
I used to joke as a kid when I found out that there was this big historical event on June 6th. I was like, they must have been fighting over me. Via some kind of like time travel scenario.
How old were you when you said that joke?
Was 25.
I wonder if it was like a Harvey age joke. It sounds like something Harvey would learn. And
I
then,
honestly
yeah.
was probably yeah. right around that
yeah,
age.
Yeah, that is so cute. Oh my God, I love it.
Well, lovely. Thank you so much. I am so excited for you guys to hear my recap song, even though I don't think any of you, again, it's another one where I don't think
Yeah, nobody ever knows what the song is.
The song.
It doesn't matter.
But
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's. I'm ready.
Okay. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Guess I'll just open my front door here.
Oh wait, no, that's the wrong one. Can you imagine?
What if I also just independently used the same clip? Guess I'll just open up my front door here, take a look out, and see what happened in last week's session. Well, I guess it was.
Oh my god.
Let's try that again. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
We emerged from a lake, which now was a river, 'cause we beat a sliver. Mo arrived on a boat, along with Rafina. Will got all nervous. Someday somebody's gonna give you a present that you should say yes to. Oh, Rafina, maybe today Will's got a terrarium for you. The terrarium had a model of Tivoli with a googly eye store. And the morphin scorpion will still lax an ankle and shouts, what does it mean? But Will Rafina's gonna tell you, she set Halula free without you. And you'll cast flight, because you don't trust anybody but you.
Oh my god! Oh, that's so sad.
Bathwack watched Will fly, realized he could have asked Ian for flight. Instead, he touched the god's fin, then touched Mo's shoulder. Mo was so happy.
Yeah.
But Mo Roscoe's gonna tell you about a game you should say no to. Doc Doc Caboose is what happens when improv goes way too far down the river.
Oh my god.
We sailed, Bertoggle had changed. We found the hotel, now a houseboat with our pets and Shimi. Someday Shimi's gonna tell you that all his memories are now times two. And he knows gnomes now. Hey DM, we've got some questions for you.
Oh my god.
Don't. Will wanted to steal Ricardo Odysseus's boat, but Roscoe said, I've got you covered. I've got a plan. An itinerary.
Wow.
Here's a leftover verse for me too. Include info that I forgot to write in earlier So I'll just say, Rudy got googly eyes from Rafina. Wanted to see the desert mothers, it's Booty and Tootie. They flirted with Will and got him high, then yelled at Rafina. Someday Rafina's gonna ask you a question you should give advice to. So you ants, Rafina has got a question for you. She's got a question for you. Hey, she's got a question for you.
This has been a Pork Fried Dice recap, bitches.
Is he still going?
That's it.
That was insane.
Were you playing the guitar for that?
I wish. I like considered, I was like kind of thinking like, should I find a guitar and learn how to play this song?
Oh my gosh. Because
like that would have been amazing, like if I was just like playing it on camera for you guys. But
it's
no,
insane.
So first of all, like, do you, any of you guys know that song?
That is so sounds so familiar to me. Like maybe it was on a TV show or something. Like
almost definitely. So it's called Question by the Old 97s. And okay. It is the song about like marriage proposals.
Oh.
Like when my friend Ricky Hutchins proposed to his fiance or girlfriend, and then
yeah.
and like he had it recorded, and then he asked me like, hey, would you like edit this, put it on like a DVD for me? And I was like, sure, and I'll put this song on it for you. He's like, yeah, definitely.
Because
it's a whole song about like someday somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to.
Yes.
So first of all, my parody is twice as long as the original
it's
song.
So good.
It just like, keeps going.
Oh my gosh.
But like I was really pleased with like, because I started from, okay, so the cliffhanger is mm-hmm. Rafina needs to ask a question. I was like, what do I, okay, well, there's that song Question.
Yes.
And then the more I worked on it, I was like, but also there's like Will giving Rafina a present.
Yeah.
And it's like, like,
God,
yeah,
Adam,
it was
incredible.
It was
absolutely incredible.
And I saw Abby looking off in the middle distance at the very end when you started talking about Rafina having a question. Because I see her trying to figure out what that question is going to be.
I was prepared for it.
Oh,
Adam even
okay.
wrote to me and said, you better have a good question.
I was like, just so you know, my recap is centering pretty strongly on that.
Oh,
so
that's really nice to remember. I would have forgotten. I forgot much of that.
Uh-huh.
Even though, like, as soon as the recap said it, I remembered it. But
I actually re-listened to the episode.
Oh yeah,
on my drive down to Pennsylvania.
Just the raw audio.
Yeah.
Wow,
that must have been painful.
I had fun. I had fun with the parts because it was getting so long. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna cut out some of these instrumental breaks and just have it carry over. So I liked having a like. Doc Caboose is what happens when improv goes way too far
good.
Down
that,
the river.
That
oh my God.
Section
I loved
of the
that
episode is
awesome.
So long.
Oh, is it?
It's so long. It is. It looks like half of the actual
Holy
content
moly.
Is the Doc Caboose section.
It's so funny. Why the heck did it even happen? How did it come up? Duck Caboose.
Don't even.
I just randomly decided to do something. And
Duck
it
Caboose.
Went way
doc,
too far.
Doc,
oh,
Caboose.
Doc. There we go. Yes. There we go.
So
okay.
convoluted.
It's fantastic. Oh my God.
Well, I'm glad you guys finally heard the recap that I recorded.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Like I was drunk when I recorded.
Yeah, you
that.
Said
and
that.
That was
so beautiful.
And that was my first take. I haven't even bothered to try to like do it better. I was like, this is solid.
You don't
I
need
like
to.
It.
I can almost guarantee I would like that version better than the actual song.
Yeah, for real. Like I definitely
yeah.
want to hear that multiple times.
Uh-huh.
Adam,
the
your
actual
voice
song
is also
is...
really beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
You have a
Thank
really
you.
Beautiful voice. I know
truly,
Abby has said that before, but
but like it, yeah, it's so true. I was like, it's so sweet to listen to the entirety, the amazing lyrics, the song, like trying to, like, I'm trying to remember where the heck, probably over people's proposal videos or something like that.
Honestly,
I bet. It's like in the same vein as like that I Think I Want to Marry You song that like everyone was dancing to and then they put on The Office.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I am a sucker for those kinds of videos, though. I love people's happiness. I love people's happiness.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's amazing. Doc Caboose, and the song was amazing and your voice is amazing. During it, I was like, what am I doing? Like, what am I? I need to step up my game. Because these people are all amazing. Like, I don't know. Oh,
yeah, I love your voice, Adam.
Low bar for the
thank you, Alex. Oh, I love your voice.
Uh-huh.
I wish our voices could fuck.
Oh, my God. They on this podcast. So.
Oh, like us improvising together is our voice.
Like a promo stinger for the show.
Oh no, he's bright red. He's so red now.
happens. He can't get redder.
PFD now stands for
Pavoices.
Purely fucking diaphragms.
Ow!
I'm open to suggestions for the P. The purely some people fucking diaphragmly.
I think if we spell voices with a PH, then we can almost get away with it.
Ooh. Voices
fucking diaphragms.
Well, okay. Duck caboose, guys.
Doc
caboose.
Did any of you pay attention to the rules of that game?
It was duck goose, basically. And then I can't remember the actual end.
It was the first time.
Yeah.
And then the person who gets caboosed then has to come up with completely new rules for the game.
That's right.
It's like Calvin Ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Roscoe played some time in the past.
A long time ago. That's the biggest secret of his backstory is that what he's really running away from is his responsibility to come up with a new game.
Yep. And he still hasn't.
I'd run away from that too. My goodness. Ugh.
It's amazing.
We heard how hard it was to come up with Doc Caboose. Took a whole episode.
Oh my God. It's well, amazing. I can't wait to hear what Rafina's going to ask.
Oh my gosh.
Me neither.
All right.
So we're in the
arena.
We're
going to find out. Yep. You're in the Desert Mother's whatever, Coliseum thing. Weird, right? Rafina, Aunt Booty is lounging there on their lounge with their hands on their hips still, waiting expectantly.
Great Aunt Tootie.
Yeah, she's, but like, Aunt Booty was the one that implored you to, in the next 5 seconds, tell me what you came here to ask me about.
Okay. Can you tell me, where is Waldo? Is Waldo in my house?
What on earth do you mean by that, Rafina?
Waldo Phalangepot. I just know he's trying to follow me, but I don't know what's happening in this world because it's so convoluted, and I have a feeling he has something to do with all of this. So what is going on?
Wow.
This is a real thing.
When you
this is real?
I don't know. Now
when
it is.
You've lost something. What's the first thing you're supposed to do?
Retrace your steps.
No! Silly.
Put on my glasses.
Exactly. What?
Oh, you're right. But Aunt Booty, I put them in the Maritoggle River so I wouldn't lose them, and then they washed away.
Oh, dear. Don't worry. You know that your aunts and great aunts are always here for you. And Great Aunt Tootie takes a long drag on her cigarette. Here. And she pulls out from the folds of her voluminous robes, a pair of glasses, and she hands them to you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
I know you can't keep track of these, dear.
I put them on and like the protruding. Have you seen those glasses with the protruding eyes on both of the lenses? And they go...
With the springs? Yeah.
With the springs.
Yes.
Except that they're not springy. They actually, like, zoom out like telescopes. And so that I can see from the arena to where my house is.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Waldo's there. He just built a little hole. All right. He's there. All right. I'm really worried about Waldo. He's my pet porcupine.
What the fuck is this?
We're okay. We're okay now. All right.
What?
Roscoe, hush. Okay. And then I say in a sotto voce, I say to whoever's sotto nearest voce to me, that was just my way of figuring out if my house was still here. I didn't want them to know that I was worried because they would think that I'm cuckoo, cuckoo.
Okay.
Did I hear any of that? I don't know what's going on.
I think you're there.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, isn't someone still, like, hanging on a ladder or something?
Roscoe, I think.
I don't think Roscoe actually came down.
He's just still hanging on.
He was in the background doing slapstick, like...
with the ladder.
Like Dale Baskets.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not on the ladder, just up in the stands.
Nice.
Because he's not an acrobat. He's from the circus. I listened to the episode, so
wow.
I know these quotes.
You did, man. Yeah, that's pretty great. All right, well, so I guess we get to follow Roscoe's itinerary then, and I swivel and check to see what Aunt Booty's expression is.
It's stern and fierce.
Ooh.
She looks like she's expecting something from you.
Aunt Booty, do you want me to tell you what Roscoe's itinerary is?
I don't know. Do you want to tell me what Roscoe's itinerary is?
Well, he hasn't told us.
Okay.
You call out to him, he'll call back.
Roscoe!
Yeah, what? I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
Can you please indulge these kind aunties and let them know what our itinerary is? Where are we going next?
What?
Next! Where are we going next?
Okay. I was thinking Gully's End first. And then we'll maybe sail to Carnivore. And from there, maybe we'll take some sort of land route to Tapperdown. And from there, we'll go to Bufflin. Did you track all that?
Will is going to kneel down by Great Aunt Tootie.
Okay.
And be like, tell me.
Yes.
If any of that is a good idea.
I'm also tracking the faces of the aunties.
Do you feel like it's a good idea, dear?
I'm
playing the question game.
I know that you probably have to speak like an oracle, but level with me. We need to know what to do. The world is falling apart, and I think you might be a little powerful.
She takes a drag on her cigarette, and then she holds it out to you, Will.
Okay.
Just to, like, mouth part first.
Yep. I take a drag out of her hand.
Yeah, that's clearly what she's...
I don't take it from her. I just do it.
And with it in your lips, she lets go.
You are trying in my mouth.
Maybe we can see what we can do. What do you think, Booty?
Well, all right.
And she reaches into her clutch and she pulls out another cigarette. This one is very, very small, though. And in her other hand, she pulls from her clutch a flint and steel, and she deftly, with one hand, strikes the flint on the steel and lights this small cigarette.
Well, okay.
And she hands it over to Great Aunt Tootie.
Okay.
And
special medicated ones.
Menthols.
She takes a very, very short drag on this cigarette. And then puts it out with her thumbnail. And closes her eyes. She says,
so, what do you want to know?
Ooh. What's the best place to go first? to remove these splinters or whatever so we don't die immediately.
Splinters.
Well, danger awaits you in all corners of this land. But you probably already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I can see, and this is very important, and she, like, scrunches her eyes shut even tighter. It was someone's birthday recently, wasn't it?
Waldo's?
Was it someone's birthday recently?
In the last 3 weeks?
Yes.
I put my hand on her hand.
Yes.
He doesn't say anything. He just puts his hand on her hand.
Mm, yes. It was your birthday.
Rafina! What did you get him?
It's Will's birthday.
Rafina looks about to melt into the floor for the first time ever. And then she says, I gave him the chance to give me a terrarium. And it made him so happy. And I say, right, Will?
Yes.
Will?
Nobody talk about...
It's important, dearie.
What is important?
Birthdays. No. These are days of power.
Well, it's past, so it's past.
It's not truly past if it wasn't truly celebrated.
Oh, my God.
All of you will need to do something about that. If you have any chance of doing what needs to be done.
Oh my God.
Yes, there's these powers in this land. We know of them. And they came to us. I'm sure you're not surprised.
Yes, we weren't interested. That would have anything to do with them.
Yes, so they found other places to latch on to.
Who is they?
What did they offer you?
Yeah, what did they look like? What were they doing?
Oh, it's not about looks. It's more ethereal than that.
Well, were there any orbs?
Hmm?
Anything like that?
Orbs.
Swirly orbs or anything like that?
No orbs. Just being where I am right now, you encounter things. But yes, they wanted to grant us great powers and things like that. Petty things. So anyway, yes, they're all over the place. It's bad news.
Right, but which one should we... Where do we go first? Who's the weakest one? Who can we practice on?
Well, haven't you already had some practice?
Yeah, but is that enough practice?
There's never...
Sorry to interrupt, Auntie.
So you turned down their powers on Booty?
Well, of course we did. Who wouldn't of their right mind?
She looks directly at you, Bathwack. Like, into your eyes.
Oh, my God!
Great. Weirdly, I am relieved.
So. Aww.
Do we need to find the coyote first? Before we leave this area?
You speak of need, like there's some path you're supposed to be on. It's not as simple as that.
I'm just trying to be deferential.
I would say you four, and now this is going to feel very unhelpful. It really will. I completely understand that it will. But that's all right. I don't mind that you think that. For it's what I have to say. You four can feel truly confident to trust your instincts.
Especially with Rafina with you.
Oh, thank you, Auntie.
Mm-hmm. You know what you need to do. You need to take responsibility.
Yeah.
Do Bear Toggle proud. I mean, you're special.
Booty, she already did Bear Toggle proud. This Bear Toggle wasn't the way it was before.
But what about the rest of this world? It's not just all Bear Toggle now, is it, young man?
Booty,
no. Please give this man a break. He's been through a lot, haven't you, dear?
Yes.
And Great Aunt Hootie reaches out and squeezes your hand. You need to relax a bit.
Oh, God. He doesn't say that out loud. He tickles her finger and waggles his eyebrows.
You're going to break my trance. It's been a while since man has been able to do that.
Roscoe's going to finally come up to the and join the group. He's like, so what's going on here? Whoa, is Will going to fuck this broad?
Roscoe, my auntie.
I feel like our voices already are.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's voices with a PH.
Sure. Voices.
Makes sense.
Hello there.
Hello.
Vasco! These old ladies, they're going to tell us where to go.
Wait, Mo is here?
Yeah.
I thought Mo was on the boat or something.
No. I think Shimi stayed behind.
Wow.
He might be here too. I'm not sure. I know Mo's here.
Okay, cool.
Everybody turns and is like, Mo, you're here?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, now that I've come to terms with the fact that you're here, could you repeat what you said? Because it did not register.
Right. Oh, what did I say?
These old ladies are gonna do something. I can't remember what else you said. I was confused that you were Mo too. These old ladies are gonna tell us what to do?
Where to go?
Where to go.
Yes.
Well, no offense to these ladies, but I already know where we're gonna go.
The itinerary.
I've got instincts, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, she said we trust us instincts. Well, she said four, but I count five of us, so that was a little weird.
Oh, yeah. Will's gonna like as Mo is saying, trust your instincts to Roscoe. Will's gonna be looking at Tootie again, like trust his instincts too. Like, which is the fourth, really?
Yeah.
Is it Mo or is it this guy?
Are you looking at Bathwick?
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, he says that to Tootie, though.
Wait, what?
Who do I really trust? Like, is it really Roscoe? Is it this guy's instincts that we're supposed to follow? Like, really? Or?
Well, what do your instincts tell you? I'm playing
There's
the question
game again.
There's
way too much mustard in my future.
There can never be too much mustard.
Yeah, like regular mustard's great, but I don't want to lick it off his coat.
Who's asking you to?
The future, probably.
Well, whatever may come, may come.
Ooh.
When it comes to...
Whatever may come, may come.
If it took licking mustard off of a coat to defeat an indescribable creature, an agent of pure chaos and malice, would you?
Tootie.
Would you?
Would I?
Would you?
Fucking fine.
Will you?
Oh, good. What, are you asking me to?
Yes, I'm asking if you will.
You're not really saying I have to lick mustard off a coat, right?
I don't know. Maybe if your instincts lead you that way.
I really hope they don't.
I'm sure it'll be much worse, Will.
I don't know. I just got attacked by a dragon. Licking mustard off a goat still sounds pretty gross.
Well, I suppose when the time comes, we'll see if you're up for it.
It really sounds like you think I'm going to lick mustard off a coat at some point. I'm a little... Tootie, is that
you
really...
You brought it up. Maybe there's a reason.
No, there is no reason. It's just that I was trying to... Okay, just go on. Go on. Tell me where to go. Tell us where to go. So we're not dying right away.
Well,
I go home?
Where do you want to go? I was just about to ask.
Home.
Home. Now, if I were some oracle, some wise creature, I would say, what is home? Wouldn't I? I mean, home can be a warm embrace, can't it?
Have they been talking like this the whole time?
I haven't! I have not at all!
Do we have to go to Gully's End because Bathwack's married? Is that what the warm embrace thing's about? Is that a clue, guys? Is this how they always talk, Rafina?
No.
Oh, how do we usually talk?
In dulcet tones, Aunt Booty. Dulcet.
I'm not looking for flattery. I'm looking for an answer.
Boy.
I can tell when you're using your company voice. That's all.
This fearful, deferential attitude is not a good look for you, Rafina.
I know.
Where's your spunk? Where's your verve?
We gotta get out of here, guys.
Yeah, like, is there an abusive vibe going on? Will's gonna kill these old ladies. Jeez.
Well, it depends. I mean, where do you want to go? You want to go home, but I think you know what that'll take at this point.
Right, not going home, probably.
A god at this point. So,
what will that take?
Well, what was the word you used? Splinters? Have to be pulled out.
Yeah. You had said slivers or something.
Let's pull them out, Will.
Yeah.
Let's pull them out.
No problem. I mean, yeah, we're going to have to do it, I guess. I'm just trying to look for the way that we won't die right away. I'm assuming there's, like, going to be one of them that's stronger than the others, right? Probably.
Yeah, probably just the last one.
Yeah. All right, so it doesn't matter where we go.
I like that Will is actually thinking, like, intelligently, not assuming that it matches just the map that Eric made for us. Yeah. Katie's actually role-playing as somebody who doesn't know that he's in a D&D campaign, which I cannot relate to in the slightest. All of my characters know they're in a D&D
campaign. That's amazing. I love it. It's great.
Well, you know, we were just told that we should trust instincts, and Roscoe seems pretty sure of his instincts, so that's a big push in that direction, I gotta say.
But Roscoe also just wants to get out of Bear Toggle, don't you, Roscoe?
You just want to get back to Tivoli.
Yeah, but I know that it doesn't exist. I've been told. I understand.
No,
so...
Tivoli exists. I've been there. We talked about this.
Yeah, and I talked to a stupid fish that says it doesn't exist, okay? Confirmed, my hometown doesn't exist.
In the way that you remember it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go back to any place that is not how I remember it.
I don't know about any of that, but yeah, I mean, I want to get out of Bear Toggle, but I got to admit that ever since meeting you guys and being part of your little adventures and it's been causing the already simmering questions that I have about my identity to broil. And now they're kind of broiling. And so I think maybe I stick with you guys and maybe I find some answers about this fairy queen I fucked.
Oh, you fucked a fairy queen too?
What do you mean two?
Maybe it's the same one.
Did you fuck a fairy queen? Do you know fairy... What?
I mean,
give me answers.
A long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, how sexy were your voices?
Well, mine sounded like this. Hopefully that's enough of an answer for you.
No, I wanna... Can you do your best impression of the fairy queen you fucked?
Oh, I can try. Let's see.
Oh my god.
Rufina's looking really embarrassed and suddenly dashes out of the arena.
Oh no! She dashes? Does she even have dash as an action?
Anybody can dash.
She has cartwheel. It's pretty much the fastest method of travel.
Right. Anybody can dash.
Well, it was something like this. It's quite some time ago, but it's a bit of a fixed memory in my mind. Yes, it was something like that.
All right, now Eric, mm-hmm. Does that sound familiar to Roscoe? Did we fuck the same character?
That's a great question.
Oh my god.
You know what? Give me... Ooh. We're going to play some D&D here. Give me a...
Based on
like
a sex noise.
A history check.
Fantastic.
That was my instinct. Yeah, I think that actually works here.
All right, a history check. Let's see what happens. 12.
All right, 12. So, with a 12 history, that sound does not necessarily resonate with you in your memory or in your heart or in your loins. You feel like it was too high.
Not enough grunting.
Maybe.
Not enough grunting.
All right. Interesting.
Well, cool. Thanks for sharing.
Fina runs back into the arena. She's carrying a teeny tiny porcupine.
Oh!
Oh my gosh!
She gives it a kiss and throws it into the terrarium. Terrarium.
Like spikes it.
Spikes it. Oh my god.
Yeah. So no, I think that my motives are relatively pure compared to the weird sex stories we're hearing and the reenactments from these old ladies.
Listen, it was requested of me, wasn't it?
Yeah, I sure did request it. I'm not complaining.
You're as weird as I am.
Oh yeah, you think so? How weird can you get?
How weird do you want me?
I like you just as weird as you are right now.
You mean...
But if
Will slowly stands up and backs out of the conversation. Because...
Yeah, woo! Roscoe's...
Where do you think you're going?
Yeah. Oh! Oh, hey, Will. I think they're only interested if we're doing it together. I think we have to be a package deal here. Hey, don't cock block me, bro.
Oh, God.
That scoots a little bit outside the circle.
Just everybody leaving this interaction at different rates.
Most right there, just a gog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this. Is this what happens in arenas? I've never been in one.
This is very scary.
When I stab, stab, stab.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck.
Yeah, there was flirting going on, and then Will just was backing up. There was flirting.
And then Aunt Booty said, "Where do you think you're going?"
I'm just giving space to the steam that is blowing all over the place here. Woo!
I think things are getting a little off track.
Yes.
Tootie. I suppose so. What do you need? All of you. Guidance. You need me to tell you where to go? He said go to Gully's End next. Why don't you go to Gully's End next?
Can you
tell us about the coyote, though?
That wasn't what I was going to say.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. What coyote?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Calamitous coyote.
The captivating coyote. Captivated.
Oh, like there's a morphing scorpion and there's a captivating coyote?
It's warping scorpion and captivating coyote?
It's Wait, it's not morphing?
No, it's warping. Warping.
Then my song got it way wrong.
It definitely did. He said morphing.
Oh,
I said morphing scorpion.
Oh, wow. I did not hear that.
I think I had Power Rangers on the mind.
That's what I was just about to say.
Mighty Morphin. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Morphin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, what was Bathwack? Wait, there are two questions. What was the captivating coyote? Tell us about the captivating coyote, and then Bathwack was going to say something, too.
He was.
Bathwack was going to say something.
It's okay. There's no problem. Go ahead.
My question is about the coyote. Mm-hmm. Is the coyote really going to provide us with a weapon that is going to be powerful enough to prioritize our fetching it?
And what was going to be your question, sir?
I just don't know what to expect. Like, what will we find in Gully's End? I kind of have a bad feeling about it, but I don't know why.
Well, isn't that home to you?
Yes.
No.
But I mean, Bear Toggle was completely different when we got here. It wasn't at all what Rafina remembered.
Was it completely different, Rafina?
Not in every single detail. I remembered a lot of things that were still sort of the same.
Then again, maybe it's good that it's different. Maybe I can go back if it's different.
Sounds like someone's answering their own questions.
You just seem to know things.
I would say that's probably true.
I think if you... King Bathwack, Will says.
What'd you say?
Who is King Bathwack? We've heard of a King Bathwack.
King Bathwack. I mean, haven't you already met him?
Oh, come on. He's not a king.
What is he?
It's just some guy.
What is a king? I would say that's a fair description of a king, wouldn't you?
Just some guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you're misogynistic.
Why? Because a kid... are there no female kings? They have to be queens in this land? Have we ever had a king? I don't know what Will knows about all of this. I have no idea. Are there kings in this land? Oh, well.
You've heard of King Bathwack, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. So, okay.
There's at least one.
Okay, well, I was hoping that there was another King Bathwack, not just this guy, and we could go kill Bathwacks in some way, shape, or form. Don't smash my dreams, Toots. You know what I'm saying?
Toots!
What, you're hoping that King Bathwack can get you home, Will?
No. You're going to get me home. I was just saying, maybe if King Bathwack's an evil guy, then I get to kill a version of Bathwack. Bathwack, I'm just kidding. I know you're huge now. But yeah, you know, what if there's like an even more annoying Bathwack that we could kill? Wouldn't it be fun, Bathwack? Like, you could kill yourself. You're probably even annoyed at yourself sometimes, right? I mean, come on.
Well,
just for a second, I turned into the Goldilocks little girl Bathwack, and then I turned back. Tootie, protect me if Bathwack decides to kill me.
Fascinating.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What's going on between you two?
They're best
nothing. Or what?
Best friends.
Rafina, that hurts my feelings.
Oh, Will, you have to get used to being uncomfortable in relationships.
I'm actually going to take Will like halfway to Bufflin and then throw him in whatever this body of water is off to the east.
Off the ferry.
And then, if that happens, he gets to be... what is it? No, I get his necklace. Not that I know what I'm going to do with it, but I get his necklace thing. And I know that will bother him.
He'll throw it in after you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Use it to tie your legs and arms together before I throw you in.
Amazing.
So this coyote, it seems like you feel like this is something you may want to pursue. Why is that?
Just because I don't want to get too far away.
No, but why is this something you're focused on in the first place?
Because we were told by the badger.
It was a badger, right, guys?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We were told by the badger, Roscoe, you don't know the badger. You would have loved this badger. But this badger told us to seek out a weapon from the captivating coyote.
Do you always do what badgers tell you, Rufina?
Yes.
She's been taught well.
That was not Mo. That was Booty.
Wait, it was?
They're very similar,
really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
That was
that
Aunt
was
Booty.
Booty. That was very confusing.
Oh, it was Aunt Booty.
She's been taught well. You always listen to what a badger tells you.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
I would if it were God.
Oh, no, that was Mo. Yeah, it's a god. I thought that could be assumed, but yes, I should have mentioned that.
Oh, we know the very virile badger.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Tootie, I can't compete with that guy.
There was this day where we met the very virile badger and the fairy queen. I was really hoping that Eric would tell us what that sounds like.
Oh my god.
Work on that sound.
All right. We'll put that in the soundboard later.
But yes, I mean, as you said, I mean, you always do what a badger tells you to do, don't you?
Yeah, okay, all right, you guys, and I look at everybody. We are being told to do what we think, what we suspect we're supposed to do. So it is time. It is time to stop asking questions, because we're just going to keep getting these reflected questions back. And I'm going to keep regressing into my childhood if this keeps happening.
Let's do it then. I mean, let's go to Gully's End.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to be burned to the ground or anything.
I checked on my house. It's fine. There's a hole out front where Waldo dug a hole. He wasn't following me. I was being paranoid. He's going to come with us. So let's go. But wait, do we have other business here? Just the coyote.
While they are talking amongst themselves, I'm going to send a message to Tootie.
Okay.
And ask a question.
Do you want to mute?
Yes, just for a second.
Okay, one sec. Go ahead.
Will would just be like, do you know anything about the book with the weird images in it that is unlocked and locked sometimes? I could take it out, but then they would know what I'm talking about. He would describe it.
Does it have people gone in it?
Yes.
And why do you care about it?
My sister's in there. How do I get to where she is? I don't want to go in a book. I don't want to be trapped.
The book is not a place. It's a way to a place.
So I'm going to have to go in the book?
No. You may find yourself doing so at some point, I don't know. But typically, book-related things... I mean, you know of the Grand Library.
Yeah, okay, thanks. The DM nodded at me. Yes, I guess.
In Carnivar.
In Carnivar, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think I do remember you telling us about that, actually.
The book... Book matters. That's a good place to go. Ooh. To start.
All right. But what about my sister? Like, things I'm seeing in the book are happening right now? Or is this the future? Is it the past? Has it already happened?
Books are tricky. People always associate books with things that have happened. Which is, by and large, true. In many cases, though... Books are more prescient than we give them credit for. In other words, it may very well be in the future. I don't know. I haven't read this book.
All right. Maybe we can all talk about the book. But the other thing is, I need to know about my father. What about my father? What was his deal? Is he magic? How? What? Why?
Are you saying you have daddy issues?
Stop it.
But are you?
No, I'm asking. I just learned that that is apparently where I got my powers. Know anything about that?
Listen, I said already that birthdays are powerful days. Days of power. And your birthday happened because of your mother, yes, but also your father. He, no matter how you feel or felt about him or what he's done to you or what you've done to him, his blood is in your veins.
Exactly. But why is he special at all? Because he wasn't special.
Did you ever get to know him?
Ew, why the fuck would I? Okay, if you don't, no. I'm asking for the secret. Do you know it?
What do you mean the secret?
Why would, why do I have magical powers? Did he have them? Did I not know?
Did you try to get to know him?
No, why would I?
You seem to want to now.
I don't want to know him. I want to know how.
Well, maybe you need to find a way to know him.
Gross. That's a horrible answer, Tootie.
Not all answers are good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Soon they're gonna get ideas. They'll be thinking. Remember that line?
Nope.
Remember? Nope.
12 dozen eggs is what I remember.
Yeah. When he was a lad, he ate four dozen eggs in the morning to help him get large. But now that he's grown, he eats 5 dozen eggs, and he's roughly the size of a barge. It's okay. I grew up singing those songs a lot.
Alex knows that lyric. Like, it surprised me because I didn't know it, and he knew it. It's a bond you guys have, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ever since I saw that, I've been eating eggs.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.